Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Megan Lynch. It's Wednesday, December 4th. In the news, a sex offender is challenging the need for a lifelong GPS monitor in state court.
The Missouri Supreme Court hears a case from a woman only identifying herself as FS, saying she served her sentence and parole for a 2015 statutory sodomy conviction. A lower court upheld the law, saying it's a slight intrusion to wear an ankle bracelet compared to safety. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says the Supreme Court will be weighing that argument.
It allows that convicted felon who's on probation to try to live a regular life, which obviously can't be done behind bars. So in all of these instances, it's this balancing act between public safety and the rights of the convicted, and how can that best be managed?
Missouri is one of several states that requires lifelong GPS monitoring for child and violent sex offenders. There's a three-tiered system for sex criminals. Tier 3 gets you the bracelet for life. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A Southwest Missouri man has been executed the fourth time the state has carried out the death penalty this year. KMOX's Brad Choate reports.
49-year-old Christopher Collings died by lethal injection after being convicted of the 2007 abduction, rape, and killing of a 9-year-old girl who referred to him as Uncle Chris. Missouri Governor Mike Parson denied his request for clemency, and the U.S. Supreme Court denied his appeal. In his final statement, Collings said, quote, right or wrong, I accept the situation for what it is. To anyone I have hurt in this life, I am sorry. I hope you're able to get closure and move on.
A public hearing at last night's St. Louis County Council meeting featured only one audience speaker, Tom Sullivan.
Neighborhoods have deteriorated. Numerous shopping malls and shopping centers have closed. There are severe flooding problems. More areas have become food deserts. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions of dollars have been committed to downtown sports stadiums and convention centers.
County Executive Sam Page recommending an operating budget of $852.4 million. It's an increase of $75 million.
We must invest in ourselves if we want others to invest in us. With new and expanding businesses, more families will move in, more businesses and more residents will grow our tax base.
A budget vote expected by the end of December. With Page naming his pick to replace prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the council also preparing for the legal challenges ahead.
St. Louis County Executive Dr. Sam Page has announced Court Van Ostrin as his choice to replace prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell. While Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued to try to block County Executive Sam Page from making a nomination, St. Louis County Councilwoman Shalonda Webb says they will move forward with the process until a court tells them to stop.
The council will do its responsibility. We understand and we respect that there's currently some legal action being taken, and we will move accordingly, but we will take our responsibility very seriously.
On the opposite side of the aisle, Republican councilmen Dennis Hancock and Mark Harder both said that the appointment was premature because Wesley Bell is technically not resigned from his position as prosecuting attorney yet. In St. Louis County, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Mr. Page telling county council members Van Ostrin is eager to meet with them.
He wants to know your thoughts on the office and answer any questions you may have about his work, his commitment to public service, and why He wants to lead the prosecuting attorney's office.
It's still to be determined if Page has the legal authority to appoint Wesley Bell's successor or if Governor Mike Parson does. Congressman-elect Bell says he's met with Van Ostrand and will urge his staff to give him a fair chance. We'll have more on the legal challenge to that coming up at 8:35 when we talk with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. The city of St. Louis may issue a new government ID for all residents. Alderwoman Danielle Velasquez, who sponsors the bill, says the IDs will be free and available same day to help remove barriers for low-income residents.
You usually need a government-issued voter ID to get a job, to apply for an apartment, sometimes even cash a check. And we've noticed that there's a real need here in the city.
What those city IDs do not allow is an individual to vote, buy alcohol, or grant citizenship status. The city's Treasury Department will be tasked with issuing the IDs and will be in charge of deciding what documents are required for residents to receive one. Chicago and New York have municipal IDs, along with Kansas City, which began issuing them about a year ago. From the KMOX Business Desk, cannabis sales in Missouri last year generated three times the revenue that state officials expected. Bo Whitney is chief economist for a cannabis business economic research firm in Oregon. He says Missouri ramped up faster than other states.
By having enough stores and having access to consumers and having a low tax tax level for cannabis sales, so it can compete with the illicit market, those are the recipes for success.
Whitney says consumers will drive for miles to get a lower tax.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.